Afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to write a, or sorry, speak about a Perseverance, the short story that I just released. I wanted to clarify a few things, but as you can see from the story, it was a pretty dark one. It's something that was hatched from me putting my pen to paper and just writing down my feelings and thoughts at that specific time. So as you can gather, I was feeling beaten up, trapped, and but at the same time still hanging on to this hope that things would work out. Now, this short story was set, this was, well, I wrote it at tw in 2012 when I was going through some very difficult situations, or one particular situation actually. And it represents all of that. It represents the feeling that I was just being constantly attacked, which was really, really how my mind was receiving the information that was happening, receiving everything. It's really, because you come to realize that when it comes to reality, it's about how our mind receives things rather than what's actually happening. And I just received what I was seeing and hearing and feeling as a barrage of attacks. And so when I put pen to paper, that's what came out, or fingers to keyboard, should I say. The Paradise Induction, the story that the book I'm writing at the moment is actually founded on events in 2010. So it's actually before the short story 2012 came out, but I still wanted to provide an authentic representation of how my mindset was or what it led to after the events of the Paradise Induction. So in looking at the Paradise Induction and what I'm about to release next, which is Chapter 2, I am definitely a little bit afraid. I can't deny it, because Chapter 2 has taken me some time to write, and it's one of the harder ones to put to paper, because it's talking about an identity issue, a race issue actually as well, that hounded me for many years, that really kept me trapped for a very, very long time, and also put me in a lot of pain for a long time. But I had to be really truthful about it. I had to be, I had to be very clear that it's something that was keeping me prisoner for a very long time, for a very long time, and it was just very painful. But in the spirit of what this book is all about, which is truth, it had to be there. I couldn't ignore this part of my brain and my mindset. So Christopher Charles had to have, the character Christopher Charles in the Paradise Induction had to have this mindset as well. I had to, dedicate an entire chapter to this. And so all I say is to prepare yourself for truth, because it's, again, it's not pleasant. It's not meant to be either. It's not meant to be a nice run through paradise, because that's the major part of this book and what it's all about. It's really about speaking the truth about a situation that many would think is perfect, and it wasn't. So I hope I haven't jumbled you up when I've in my speech here. I mean, what I'm trying to say is just prepare yourself that this is going to be a book about truth, and this chapter that I'm releasing is pretty harsh, but at the same time it's the truth and it's real, and it's something that my character Christopher Charles and that I actually felt for a long time. Maybe up until only 2 years and a half ago did I have this in my heart and in my mind. It was very real, and I just never talked about it, never ever spoke about it, because who would want to hear this kind of darkness? But as I say, it's something that is very real, and you'll see why, and I'm sure you'll come to understand why it is. But yeah, I just ask. I can't really say enjoy this, because it's not something that's enjoyable at all. It's just very real.